something that I get criticized for all the time. It's not what you think, so don't, like, don't gasp. It is that, like, I am anti-American because I criticize the United States. And I believe, as an immigrant, I probably love this country more than anyone that is naturally born. And because I am ashamed of it continuing to live in its hypocrisy, that I work so hard to make sure that others who've had that, like, why just be American? Why don't you be more like an American? Can continue to say that. Why can't you be more like an American? Because it used to be a very positive thing. We export American exceptionalism, the great America, the land of liberty and justice. That is, you know, if you ask anybody in walking on the side of the street somewhere in the middle of the world, they will tell you America the Great. But we don't live those values here. And so that hypocrisy is one that I'm bothered by. I want America the Great to be America the Great.
And the Speaker Nancy Pelosi, is this media overblown, or are there real tensions, or are there just differences of opinion that need to be dealt with so we can move on and see how we make the country better?
Everybody wants to make this personal. This isn't personal for me. You know, I understand my role, my colleagues understand their role. We're there to take the tough votes, to make sure that our values are intact in the policies that we push for. We have a responsibility to take a vote on behalf of the constituents that send us to Washington. And leadership has a responsibility to make sure that they wrangle the members of Congress to push forth the policies that they're putting forth. So everybody has a role, everybody has a lane, and we all need to make sure staying in each other's, we're staying out of each other's way. Now, when it comes to the vote that we took a week and a half ago, that really was one that for many of us, we campaigned on. We wanted to make sure that we abolish ICE, that no child deserves to be in detention, that we understand that this manufactured crisis came from policies of metering, of family separation, of stay in Mexico. This is what this administration and its ideology has produced. Also, generations of not attending to a foreign policy that is just in regards to Northern Triangle has created this mass migration that we are dealing with today. And so I want to make sure that the leadership of the Democratic Party is spending most of their energy, all of their energy, in trying to make sure that we are resisting the detrimental policies that are coming from this administration, and that we are insisting on leading this nation to the betterment. This is not time for us to have a family fight that gets aired out in public. This is time for us to act like a family and make sure that we are protecting our American family from this administration that is causing so much harm to all of us.
Well,